KO4PXB Mobile.
KO4HX.
How are you?
How about you?
I'm doing good. Like I said, I've scoped out the new place where I'll be working at with Honeywell, either starting Friday or Monday. I'm just waiting on them to finish up, get my ID card done, and they told me, said either it could be Friday or Monday.
He's in jobs again?
That's when they, you know, did some cuts, and so I got, you know, chopped on it. So in August of this year, that's it. So that way, just kind of odd that that happened that way. Like I said, that's what, you know, was pretty much took me out of the net for a little while.
I hear that, but I'm glad you're moving on to something else then. But glad to hear you back on the air.
Appreciate it. Also, when I was wanting to try to check, but I didn't want to pretty much announce it on the air, I was seeing how Chad's son's doing.
Most everybody has noticed about it because Chad's been on here a couple times, but last communication I had with Chad was last Thursday, and Perry was improving but still got a ways to go. So everything seems to be going pretty good.
Hopefully he's not paralyzed anywhere. If he is, hopefully that's coming back too.
As far as I know, there is no paralyzed. He's up, walking around. He's, you know, sore, reasonably so, and hurting, taking it slow. And he is doing some minor welding here and there, very, very little. But when they need something specific that he can get to, he's doing it.
Yep, that's good. Like I said, I'll be starting at the Honeywell right there on Highway 14 in South Buncombe at some point in time. Like I said, either my guess is it'll be probably Monday because I'm not sure why I would start somebody on a Friday and then be out for the rest of it.
Yeah, Friday, do an introduction day because I'm not expecting nothing out of you anyway and get the paperwork out of the way.
Yep, like I said, it's definitely a very thorough company because, of course, they did a background check, but I had no issue on that, and did a drug test on that, and they said they took 3 or 4 days to review that, so obviously, you know, they were, you know, definitely being very thorough on the drug test, which I don't even take any medications, and I don't smoke cigarettes, so not worried about any of that.
Well, I'm glad to hear things are going good for you. And improving, but I am pulling in here to my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here. But good to hear you back on the radio, Lloyd. And again, glad to hear everything's going better for you and getting you moving in the right direction.
Appreciate it. Please be careful. It's KO4PXB.
HKX, and I'll be clear. 73, Lloyd.
4BXBK5WL. Good afternoon, Lloyd.
Hey, Leroy. How's it going?
Going good. Heading to the house for the time being. Just got done running a high school route for the church. But I heard you on there. I just wanted to say hello.
Hello, and I think I saw not long ago you had an anniversary, correct?
Yes, sir. Today, actually. 30 years. October 29, 94, we got married. So far, she's kept me around. So she ain't got rid of me yet, but we'll see one day. But hopefully, it's good to hear you on here. I know I haven't heard you in a while. I guess I just realized why what you're saying. Hopefully, you didn't have any damage around your house during the storm.
I had a neighbor's trees that come down, and of course, it took out his fence, and it took out my covered porch area, and it did take out a little chunk of the sunroom area, and it destroyed my daughter's play set, destroyed the hot tub, and did some other damage to it, like right there. But like I said, so far we got the insurance claimed and just waiting on the results for that.
Hear that. Hopefully nobody was injured in that process there. We lost power for about a week, like everybody else did, but we had no physical structure damage or anything. The neighbor had a tree go down on her property, but it didn't hurt her property at all. It just went down across her driveway. Anyways, I'll let you go, sir. You have a safe day. Congratulations on the day job. I know what you're talking about. And we'll talk to you later down the log. KO4PXB, KA5WLL.
4PXB. Sorry about that, Leroy. I had a phone call coming in.
I thought maybe I lost you there. But like I said, I'm getting ready to pull into the driveway here at the house, and I'll let you go. But thank you for the anniversary wishes. I'll pass that on to Gail, and she'll be happy to hear that. So, but glad, like I said, glad no one was physically hurt at your place, or seemed to be anyways, but we're all fairly safe at our house. I'll talk to you later. KA5WLL.
All right, Leroy, please be careful. Yeah, we didn't lose power due to the fact that we have a standby generator that runs the whole house. But until next time, it's KO4PXB. See you in 73.